Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
That was the incredible Amal Mourkus, a Palestinian singer from Israel. And we are very fortunate that we're going to spend the next 5 minutes chatting to this incredible singer and songwriter. Amal, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Hello for you and for everybody who's listening to us. Thank you very much.
Amal, that was an incredible song. I picked up massive hints of jazz, but your voice is haunting. It seems to be telling a story. Tell us more about the power of music and how music can liberate different people and bring nations together.
Thank you. This song that you were broadcasting is a very new song that Firas Zreq, that actually is my son. He's a musician and composer, a qanun player, had composed and produced last month. So it's very new. And thank you for listening for this song that the title is Nas, which means people. And it is a Palestinian jazz, really, pure one. Regarding music, I think it's a very big question. I think all around the history, music can touch the hearts of people, can teach people, can, you know, through music and through lyrics and through voices, we can learn the history of nation. We can learn about human beings' relationship. And of course, it can be like a door or a window to people that don't know each other. Maybe more to know and to have the passion to know more, to learn more, and maybe to be curious, or sometimes even it can be angry from the music, because, you know, a lot of people can be upset or can be against music when music can reflect dreams of people.
And how did you become a singer? I know that there's a very interesting story relating to you and one of the most famous poets that came from Palestine. How did that tie into your career?
Well, I started to sing at a very early age. I got on stage like 5 years when I was a child, and it was in the weddings. And then immediately I started to sing in demonstration, in political activists, because my parents were, my father was a journalist and a teacher. And then he became a leader and a mayor of the Arab village. It influenced my career because we were not allowed to learn about, in the Israeli schools, we were not allowed to learn about our national poems, like Tawfiq Ziyad, Samih al-Qasim, or Mahmoud Darwish. So we learned about it at home. We were looking at the books and reading their poems. And I also had the chance, and I was very lucky also to meet them, because they were one of our guests at our home, because, you know, we are a small community and we know each other. So, and since I was a child, I love poems. I love culture. I love to see more and more things connected to culture. So I start to read in very early age. I love books, and I learned these poems really alone. And in the beginning, when I started to record my first album, when I was already 27, so I choose to sing these poems of the national Palestinian poetry because they reflect my feelings. And I think also they're good writers. They write in a very poetic way. They have a lot of beautiful metaphor that can fit the rhythm, that can fit the music, and a lot of things that are, you know, reflecting the nature, the narrative that I'm living. And this is how I started making these songs.
Well, to us, it's incredible music, and we're going to be listening to another one of your songs in a few minutes called Ta'alu. Before we listen to that, in South Africa, it's the first Monday of our new year, and
Happy New Year.
So we want to thank you for joining us. We want to wish you a Happy New Year, and most importantly, we want to just let the listeners know that music is a force to be reckoned with, and it's something that can really bring people together.
Of course. First, Happy New Year for you. Happy New Year for all the radio team, for anybody that's listening in South Africa or outside of South Africa. Let's pray, or let's hope through music, through everything, that we bring for us a better year than the one that passed. I'm really lucky to be with you in the beginning of this year. Thank you really for opening this window to my music, and I hope that audience love it and they go to my YouTube and maybe continue to listen and learn more and more about our music, and to understand it maybe by the heart also, even if they all don't understand the lyrics. This is how I learn about Miriam Makeba and about Mercedes Sosa and about a lot of musicians and singers all around the world. It touches my heart, first of all, by the vocal, by the music, by the rhythm, that it's similar to all the rhythms of the hearts of people all around the world. So thank you. Thank you.
You have an incredible voice, and we really thank you for joining us today. We're now going to listen to Ta'aluba Amal Marcus. Ta'aluba. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Have a lovely day. أيها الشعراء نزرع فوق كل فم بنفسجة وقيثارة تعالوا أيها العمال
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.